forward to you with another edition of your Northern Blues podcast, and I'm joined once again by senior coach of the Northern Blues, Josh Fraser. Josh, you can't hide that smile.
it's a good feeling winning, Grace, so hopefully the trend continues, but really proud of the boys' efforts so far this year. It's been a terrific start and leaves us wanting more, so we're looking forward to this weekend against Sandringham.
Well, let's take a trip down memory lane first. Last time Northern Blues met Casey was Mother's Day last year. You finished 100 points down and no players on the bench. They went on to be grand finalists, I believe. You've turned yourselves around.
We'd like to think we have. It was a terrible day for us last year and probably not so much a turning point, but just a really big learning opportunity for us off the back of that Casey game 12 months ago, losing so many players and probably just where we were at as a footy club, learning to handle those type of situations. So, really important that we showed our progress, I guess, 12 months on, and the way the players approached the weekend was really encouraging, and I guess the performance in many aspects was as pleasing as we've had all year. So, again, we want more of the same, and it's exciting that the way the boys are approaching their footy.
Well, it was exciting with a 55-point victory, and you led it every change. What are you doing down there that's so different? What's the magic touch?
Well, to be honest, it's probably the way the players are driving things. It's the experienced players that have come back, the way they're leading the stands and expectations. I mean, obviously, our coaching staff do a lot of work during the week in terms of scouting opposition, and we'd like to think we're well planned going into games, but the reality is that the players go out and have to execute, and I think when you've got a collective group that share a similar purpose and goal, it makes it so much easier. And they're getting reward for effort. So it's probably one of the hardest weeks since I've been here at the footy club, choosing our better players, because across the board there was such an even contribution.
And we have spoken about that before with those players pushing for selection. How do they handle that?
Well, I think that's part of my job and maybe the other coaches as well, making sure that our environment's highly accountable. We create that culture where whilst guys are frustrated not playing senior footy, they do look forward to coming back and playing at VFL level. Winning helps that, obviously, but I think the path we're on at Carlton and the Northern Blues is something that we're really aligned with and we share, and whether it's playing VFL footy or whether you're playing for Carlton in the AFL, there's a level of accountability with performance, and I think that's probably created some healthy competition within and creates a good environment to go and play footy at. So, again, the winning's the product of all that, and that helps keep morale high. But we're going to be faced with different challenges over the course of the year. I think we're not naive enough to suggest we're going to just keep rolling on. We're always going to be challenged, and I'm really happy that we've got a good depth of leadership in our VFL system that'll handle that.
And you always talk about the culture down there and the club you want to create. What is that ideal club look like to you?
Oh, the ideal club, I think when you look at successful clubs, it's consistency. And it's probably just being really measured regardless of result. And I think whilst we're winning games, we're still reviewing our performances really hard. So there's a lot of areas we've got to keep working hard at. And even on the weekend, whilst it was arguably one of our better performances for the year, we conceded four goals in the last quarter, and we had a focus to make sure we played four quarters of footy. So there's some things around our system that we know we've got to tighten up, and the boys are, again, driving those standards and messages. So for a coach, it's fantastic to know that players are starting to own it and you've got that buy-in. We just need to make sure we're really consistent week to week and we don't just expect to turn up and get results. We're starting to understand what it takes to get wins on the board.
And are they celebrating the win, though? I mean, it's a pretty amazing start to the season. It's the first time in 7 years you've collected four in a row. Are they having that time to celebrate?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm big on, particularly the immediate feeling after a game. I think it is a time when you can really enjoy your victory because there's so much effort that goes into it, and particularly on field, the boys are out there, crashing packs and putting their bodies on the line. So they should and they deserve to enjoy that moment of victory. But I guess once the Monday rolls around and you go through your review process, you tend to close those reviews off with a focus towards next week. Having said that, the confidence the boys carry throughout the week into training is really important as well. So they're in a good space, and I'm big on making sure they enjoy their wins because it doesn't come easy. There's a lot of work that goes into getting those results.
There'd be a few boys that are enjoying it, especially this week. One being Christian Jacks. Amazing five-goal effort. What did you make of his game?
Look, I thought KJ was quite solid. He's actually, I think his football's gone to a different level this year, and he's probably a slightly more rounded player in different parts of his game than what he was last year. But he's still got, as every player does at VFL level and most of at AFL level, he's still got some challenges to continue to work on. But what I like about KJ is his energy at VFL. He's really committed to, I guess, where we're heading as a club at that level. And I know he's hungry to play senior footy, and he's really receptive to his feedback and working hard on his game. So he's a player that, you know, we hope keeps growing and gets an opportunity at senior level.
And we've spoken about Liam Jones a lot in the past few weeks. What can he do to push for that senior side?
Well, he's doing everything he can, and it's probably a good position to be in. I guess for Jonesy, he's got to keep performing, and it's putting pressure on guys in the AFL to keep performing. And when those performances don't line up, then and Jonesy continues to play well, he'll be ready to take his opportunity. It's the sign of, I guess, a good club and a healthy list that the competition underneath is putting pressure on guys at senior level to keep performing. So, you know, he's starting to add different parts of his game, being able to play as a defender, and hopefully that creates a different look for him at senior level.
And this Saturday, you're up against Sandy. They're resting just below you, fourth on the ladder. You guys are comfortably sitting third. What are you expecting from them? That'll be a tight game.
Yeah, it'll be tough. They're a good side. They're a really strong team, well coached by Lindsay Gilby, obviously aligned with St Kilda, so we know how St Kilda are going at the moment. Look, I think it's a great test for us. Sitting third, probably a little bit foreign to us, so there's more responsibility now on us and more expectation. But I guess heading into the bye, it's a great opportunity to meet a team that's played finals footy the last few years and test ourselves against quality opposition. So it'll be a tough one. Hopefully we get a lot of supporters out there at Preston. I know Carlton are in a state this week, so it'd be great to see a lot of Northern and Carlton supporters there. And I know our boys are keen to keep their form going, so it should be a good contest.
Absolutely. Well, that's this Saturday at Preston City Oval. Josh, good luck, and we'll speak to you next week after hopefully another win.
Thanks, Grace.